Blog Talk Radio.
Bill's with his mom, but this might be a short show. Don't know yet. I'm still waiting for a couple of calls. If they don't come, we're going to call it a short night. Bill's with his mom. I was just typing it to Art. Many moms would love to have one like him. That's true. But what I was going to talk about was, this came out of Virginia. It came from Tom McGrath, the attorney. But it's motorcycle-only checkpoints and the Fourth Amendment. For the past several years, motorcyclists across the country have been hearing about motorcycle-only checkpoints. So let me now go on record as being vehemently opposed to such checkpoints, as I believe that they serve no purpose. Well, I've been saying that for a while. Motorcycle-only checkpoints are checkpoints where only motorcycles are stopped in order to check for operating licenses, safety equipment, etc. In New York, motorcyclists have challenged the legality of such checkpoints due to the method in which they're being conducted. But it says here he'll come back to New York later in the article. Georgia has announced they will begin conducting motorcycle-only checkpoints would coincide with the Daytona Bike Week. That's already gone. For the past year and a half, we've been traveling throughout various states speaking about your rights during a traffic stop. This issue of only motorcycle checkpoints comes up. Are these legal? Is it discrimination? How can we fight these? The answer to those questions in order is probably, but it depends. Yes, but discrimination is not illegal, and diligence. Now that I have given you the short answers, let's dig a little deeper into the Fourth Amendment and discuss how the United States Constitution addresses traffic stops, more specifically checkpoints. That will give us a better understanding of these motorcycle-only checkpoints. Yes, we're on the air. The Fourth Amendment, among other things, prohibits unreasonable searches and seizures. When you are riding down the road and all of a sudden these blue lights come on behind you, you are being seized. The officer behind you is not extending to you an invitation to stop and chat. He is commanding to you to cease your movement and submit to authority under penalty of the law. That is a seizure. As such, the officer must have reasonable suspicion of criminal activity before he can stop a person in that manner. In 1979, the United States Supreme Court of Delaware versus Proust. The Supreme Court held that a random stop of motorist in order to verify the motorist was licensed was unconstitutional. The court concluded that except in situations where there is least articulable and reasonable suspicion that a motorist is unlicensed or that an automobile is not registered, or that either the vehicle or the occupant is otherwise subject to seizure or violation of law, stopping an automobile and detaining the driver in order to check his driver's license, registration of the automobile are unreasonable under the Fourth Amendment. However, interestingly, the court went on as follows. This holding does not preclude the state of Delaware or other states from developing methods for spot checks that involve less intrusion or that do not involve unconstrained exercise of discretion. Question of all oncoming traffic at roadblock type stops is one possible alternative. These roadblock type stops checkpoints are an exception to the reasonable suspicion requirement of the Fourth Amendment. At a checkpoint, officers stop everyone who comes through. Each stop lacks any suspicion of criminal activity. And under certain circumstances, the United States Supreme Court said that the lack of reasonable suspicion does not violate the Fourth Amendment because the stop is still reasonable. When the program is designed to serve special needs beyond the normal need for law enforcement, checkpoints have been held to be valid provided that the detention is brief and the officers conducting the checkpoint do not have discretion over whom they stop. For instance, the checkpoint plan might call for stopping every vehicle, every third vehicle, but may not allow the officers to stop only motorists that are deemed suspicious. Checkpoints, yeah, well, who determines who's suspicious, who's not, and who's doing the counting? Checkpoints which comply with standards have been upheld when the purpose was to intercept illegal aliens near the border due to the unique problem and interest in securing our borders. Sobriety checkpoints have been allowed due to the intermediate hazard posed by drunk drivers and the state's interest in getting drunk drivers off the roads. The U.S. Supreme Court suggested such checkpoints would be appropriate to spot check for motorists driving driver's license and vehicle registration due to the state's interest in ensuring that only those qualified to do so are permitted to operate motor vehicles, that such motor vehicles are fit for safe operation. NHTSA, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, has offered law enforcement agencies grant money in order to step up checkpoints aimed solely at motorcyclists. NHTSA argues that such checkpoints are needed due to the problem of motorcycle fatalities and injuries. When I first started receiving calls about these checkpoints, the argument I heard most often was that the checkpoints were a form of discrimination. They unfairly discriminated against motorcyclists. That may be true, but discrimination is not illegal. What, you say? Danielson has lost his mind, you say? No, I have not. Discrimination is generally not illegal unless it is aimed at certain protected classes. The Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment has never met by all people must be treated the same. That is a myth that we as a society has come to believe. Justice Kennedy pointed out in 1996, Romer versus Evans, he stated as follows. Yet from the beginning of the meaning of equal protection has at times been confusing, perhaps because the framers of the 14th Amendment left us no explanation of exactly what they meant. On the other hand, the phrase can be read more than any law, no matter what common sense suggests, will be applied rigidly to all people. Such an extreme notion that laws cannot stay in any way, shape, or manner discriminate against individuals or groups, come on, can become silly. Passing a vision test as a requirement for securing a driver's license clearly discriminates against people who are blind or have sight impediments, yet this is an appropriate form of distinction. Bottom line is that when it comes to discrimination, it is illegal to discriminate against a protected class. The government cannot discriminate based upon race, religion, etc. It is not illegal to discriminate due to the clothes a person is wearing or the vehicle that he or she operates. In short, motorcyclists are not a protected class for the purposes of the Equal Protection Clause. This is where I stress that you can hate the message, but don't shoot the messenger. So then how do we fight these checkpoints? I think we look at to what New York has done. The New York State Police instituted a checkpoint system. It was done in the name of highway safety. However, when the motorcycles were pulled over, they were checked for more than licenses. They had members of their gang and auto theft units searching VIN numbers in order to detect stolen motorcycles. Some motorcyclists were detained up to 45 minutes, and in the end, the majority of tickets written for equipment violations, such as illegal exhaust and a so-called non-approved helmet. A lawsuit has been filed challenging these stops, and I believe that it will be successful, but not because the checkpoints are discriminatory, but because they do not conform to the rigid rigid guidelines set out by the United States Supreme Court. First and foremost, looking for stolen motorcycles is clearly not related to highway safety. That falls under the general interest in crime control. Same can be said for exhaust tickets. I am unaware of any exhaust system that caused an accident or an injury. You cannot claim that checking motorcycle exhaust is a matter of highway safety. I would make the same argument for helmet citations. No helmet has ever caused an accident. Additionally, for many reasons, it's impossible to determine the safety of a helmet by merely visually inspecting it. No one would have to conduct a test to determine how a helmet dissipates energy in a crash. Even if one could do that, I would find it hard to believe that the statistics concerning people injured in crashes while wearing a so-called non-approved helmet would justify this assault on the motorcyclist's right to travel free, arbitrary governmental intrusion. For those reasons, I believe that motorcyclists in New York will prevail. I further believe that all motorcyclists owe them a debt of gratitude for standing up to the rights of motorcyclists everywhere. We will continue to monitor this. So that's pretty cool. You can check that out at, I'll put it up in the chat room. But, it's getting crazy, man. Everywhere all over, you know. There's a thing that came out of, let me get it here real quick, came out of Washington. Okay. This one's out of Washington today. This is an update. It says this Wednesday, April 13th, the governor will be adding her signature to ESB 5242 addressing motorcycle profiling. All motorcyclists are encouraged to convene on the legislative building, the rotunda, second floor at 1:30, to be witness of this historic and unprecedented legislation. This is the final signature and will complete the unanimous support of the state-level politicians of Washington State. In addition, two other rights bills were passed, SB 5800 and HB 1328. Also was passed was a resolution that May is MC Awareness Month. That's cool. Everything's going good up there, man, in Washington. I think it might be moving up there. Down here sucks. Well, I think we're gonna wait for a call, but I'm gonna play a Charlie Baker song while we're waiting. Taste of freedom. Yeah, I'm still waiting for the caller, so I'm gonna play another song. You guys might enjoy this one too. Maybe a couple more, but so that I sent a text message. We'll see what happens. Just another one by Eric Clapton. Kind of in the mood I'm in right now.
Plane was the same as it ever was, the same. Plainly plain. Samely.
If you wanna hang out, you gotta stick around.
time for, I think this was a good one. I got a text message trying to pull over the car. Call me in a few minutes. But I think it's time for little Robert Cray. People that know I live so close to the water. Kind of goes along with what's going on right now. Thank you. walk on the water for those non-believers that I don't believe that I live near the beach. But, no, I'm still waiting for that caller, so I got another text message, can't find a place to park. I said, just dial the phone. So in the meantime, I got a little something else I'm going to play. So this one's by the Moody Blues.
You're
we'll go to something else. This is by request. That one, but this one's a better one. Well, got jacked on that one. There you go.
Hey, you know, you're probably getting tired of hearing it, but I'd like to take one last minute to say thanks to Billy and Dusty and Frank for coming down to Nashville and hanging out with us, showing us how to wear sunglasses.
And it goes without saying, ZZ Top getting to hang out with Chris and Dunn and Bam. It's the Bam!
Thank you.
line. One second. I don't know what happened now. I don't know what happened to the caller, but I guess everybody's digging the tunes. So we're gonna play one, and I dedicate this one to Lulu. Here you go.
Thank you.
You know, this is rolling along pretty good. I'm hoping that caller doesn't call. No, I'm kidding. I got one more I want to do, maybe two. But this is going along pretty good, I think. I don't see any complaints. But this one goes out to Lulu, too. I just want to say that I have friends all over the world. But Lulu holds a special place in my heart for a very specific reason. This one, this is another song I want to play for right now, but there you go. Let's Here you go. There you go. Let's see if this one plays. Hey, just get in a mood, man. I'm tired of, you know, people calling, say they're gonna call and then they can't stay on the phone, or they didn't forget the, you know, they can't park, or they forgot they were supposed to call when they all send me a confirmation email. So here we go. This one's live. This one's my request. I got a request. This one's from Art, or for Art, and this one's to the Big House crew. I don't know what happened to that, but this one here is what the cops tell me every time I roll down my window when I get pulled over.
Whiskey bottle, the burning car,
don't know what's wrong with this thing, man. These guys keep screwing with this. This blog talk sucks sometimes. But I got a good one here. This goes out to the Vegas crew.
Yeah.
This one's by request.
Montag, lieben, lassen, morgen.
Next one.
Thank you. Damn, I can't get a break today. I don't know what the fuck's going on. But I think this one will work. No, Art, I don't have any Justin Bieber. I don't think it would light up the screen and blow up the machines. And then I'd have trouble trying to find one that works right now. But we're going to play this one. Another good one since we're on a roll with some Stevie Ray. guys are killing me with this. Close this out with my favorite song. This is by Mike P.
I don't give a fuck, 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 fuck. Jump on my job and jump, jump. straight ball. Bad to the bone, I'm a rebel with a cause. Summertime, motherfuckers get the bleeding. Hotter than a motherfucker, good enough reason. Eyes wide open for the punk ass cops. Especially the ones with no lights on the top. Hit the bottom, let the clutch straight pop. Do a little willy when I burn up the spot. They yell a danger, beware if you enter. Just another day with this crazy one percent of my dream. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. Fuck, 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 fuck. Jump on my chopper, jump, jump on my chopper. Jump on my chopper with the drag pipe detail. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. Fuck, 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 fuck.
Good night, everybody.